Darkness hadn't stolen daylight yet, but twilight was slowly creeping in, diffusing the sky with a soft pinkish hue. The perfect time to make her move. A thrill darted up Rory's spine, adrenaline fueling her addiction to this life. Excitement unfurled inside her with each movement up, her headlamp guiding her way. Rory grabbed a tricam from one of the gear loops on her harness and wedged it into the narrow slice of a pocket crack in the jagged cliff. She clipped her rope to the carabiner, which was attached to her harness, and continued to ascend the limestone, her body nearly flush with the rock wall. Trad climbing was more than a physical challenge. It was a mental game akin to chess, requiring the skill and patience to determine where to secure an array of removable protection in cracks and fissures without the aid of pre-placed bolts. One wrong move, one miscalculation, and she'd plummet down the rock face. The turquoise sea wouldn't pillow her fall, not with the rocky terrain there. "I'm closing in on the top," she announced as her ultra-sticky rubber outsoles gripped the rock. She inched higher and higher, then reached for the next hold and clung to the wall. "Roger," her partner answered over comms, who had her on belay. "Be careful." "Always." Of course, this was one of her most challenging jobs yet, but she'd never failed before, and she refused to fail tonight. Her heartbeat wasn't steady, but it was never steady in a moment like this. The rush accelerated her up. The muscles in her calves trembled as Rory balanced the toes of her shoes on a narrow ledge. Her chest flattened to the rough rock wall while she prepared herself to make the last push. From her viewpoint earlier on her boat during recon, the estate appeared well fortified. The exterior mimicked the look of Chateau de Cassis, an ancient property in France that housed guests who could afford the top-price luxury experience. But instead of happy couples enjoying a summer vacation in August, the walls of the property above housed a dangerous criminal.
"Doing God's work today, brothers, taking a man like him off the streets," AJ said over comms from his position as he swept the exterior perimeter, taking out any tangos attempting to flee the compound. "Damn straight." Chris continued to move down the hall inside the home, then stepped over the body of an enemy he'd taken out with a Sig Sauer 9mm 10 seconds after entry. "First floor secure." Echo 5 set a hand on Chris's shoulder, and Chris stopped at the base of the staircase. "Preparing to check the second level," Finn alerted the team. Chris and Finn went upstairs, their khaki-colored boots moving almost soundlessly on the wood floors as they stealthily ascended. The team had practiced their info plan several times before spinning up for the mission today, so while they'd anticipated every next step, they just didn't know how many enemy targets would be waiting for them. They hadn't been able to put a drone overhead for thermal imaging given the clear, sunny skies. "The HVT is secure." Echo 1 delivered the good news over comms after Chris and Finn cleared 5 of the 6 rooms upstairs. No one had been inside. "What's your vantage point, Bravo 4? Am I clear to move to the X-Full site with the package?" he asked Liam, who was the sniper on Overwatch for the op. They didn't normally conduct missions at 1500 hours, but CIA intel gave them a 2-hour window to make their move. The CIA had sat on intel about their target's location and activities for almost 2 months, but were only giving Chris and his men hours to procure him. During daylight of all frickin' times. Today's high-value target was the particular kind of evil that always made Chris regret orders he be returned alive. Chris preferred a slow, painful death for predators like Alvin Santiago, a human trafficker. Generally speaking, to take down a bad guy, you had to think like one, which could be tough, especially regarding a fucker like Santiago. "This is Bravo 4, Liam said, his Australian accent hidden by the blip of static that cut over the line. "I'm clearing a path for you now. Give me 30 seconds.